On today's show, MEMA wants Congress to stop Trump's trade war. Volvo predicts that EVs will soon have shorter driving ranges, not longer ones. And the day is coming when we'll all start our cars with smartphones. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. The Motor Equipment and Manufacturers Association, or MEMA, wants Congress to stop President Trump's trade war. The association, which lobbies for vehicle manufacturers and suppliers, sent a letter to leaders in Congress lamenting the lack of congressional oversight over American trade policy. MEMA cites the constitutional directive that gives Congress the power to regulate foreign trade. It doesn't call for specific action, but wants hearing on whether Congress has delegated too much power to the president on trade. While Trump says higher tariffs are needed to protect the auto industry, the industry doesn't quite see it that way. Mercedes is stopping sales of the plug-in hybrid versions of the C, E, and S-Class, as well as all GLE models in the UK, to make room for its next generation of electrified models that will be sold under the EQ brand. The new PHEV system features a 9-speed automatic transmission with an integrated electric motor that can be bolted up to different kinds of engines. That makes converting a car to a PHEV a lot easier. But this makes us wonder if Mercedes will make the same move in other markets as it launches the EQ brand. Volvo says electric cars will soon have shorter driving ranges. We'll explain why after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Volvo predicts that we're soon going to see electric cars with shorter driving ranges, not longer ones. Volvo's head of R&D, Henrik Green, says people have range anxiety today because there are not enough public fast charging stations. That's why they want EVs with longer range. He says once fast charging stations become common, car buyers are going to wonder why they're spending so much money on bigger batteries and lugging all that extra weight around all the time. He says a 50 kilowatt hour battery that would provide about 200 miles of range will be ideal. Green says EV owners do 95% of their charging at home, so they start out every morning with their maximum range available. In the past, making a military vehicle safer meant slapping on more armor. But the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, has a program that aims to improve survivability without adding more armor. Part of that initiative includes an extreme travel suspension system developed by Pratt & Miller. And when I say extreme, I mean extreme. It's able to move 42 inches up and 30 inches down for a total of 6 feet of travel. This would allow vehicles to travel at high rates of speed over rough terrain without roughing up the passengers too much, or drive on the side of a steep hill without fear of tipping over. It's pretty amazing how the cab of the vehicle barely seems to move. Coming up next, the day is fast coming when car keys will be a thing of the past.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
In the old days, you had to start your car with a hand crank. Later on, all you had to do was turn a key. Today, most cars allow you to push a button on the dashboard. But in the not-too-distant future, we'll all be starting our cars with our phones. The Car Connectivity Consortium, or CCC, is working on a standard for all phones and all cars. You'll even be able to transfer the key to another driver, which the CCC says will be handy for car sharing. There's even the possibility of storing custom driver settings in this digital key, so the car is set to your preferences as soon as you get in. Our only question is, which do you lose more often, your car keys or your phone? And while Ford is just about giving up on selling passenger cars in the U.S. market, General Motors is clearly committed to making them. Auto Forecast Solutions reports that the next generation Chevrolet Malibu will go into production in August of 2022. It will be made at GM's Fairfax Assembly Plant in Kansas, which is where the current model is made. And don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday as we take you on a deep dive into the all-new Volkswagen Jetta. Join John and Gary for some of the best insights as to how new cars get developed. And that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.